I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In Syria, the four-month crackdown on anti-government protesters has reached a new level of brutality. Hama is the latest target of Syrian troops, and people in the rest of the city were already familiar with the tactics the Syrian military was willing to use. President Bashar al-Assad's father ordered his forces to quell a rebellion there back in 1982. At least 10,000 people were killed then. Today, the military shelled Hama for the second straight day. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is following this story from Damascus. What do you know about what is happening in Hama now?
Well, the military have launched a second assault on the city of Hama, and this time in a different part of the city, leaving at least four people killed, according to a resident there. And that's, of course, not a big number in comparison to around 140 that has been killed yesterday after the assault, according to residents there.
Can you explain why Hama is the focal point of this fighting?
Well, Hama has been the city that the regime feared, that they didn't want to enter because of its history that you rightly mentioned. For that reason, there was no security or military there for a long time. Therefore, protests have grown bigger in the city. Almost 500,000 residents of Hama would take to the street on a Friday. And that's, of course, after also a very bloody day in Hama 2 months ago that left at least 80 killed in one single day.
We know that this is the first full day of Ramadan, and I wonder if you believe that's likely to bring calm or possibly more violence.
Well, definitely not calm, because the protesters are determined Ramadan will be the month where they'll show up in big numbers every single night after the evening prayers that are special prayers for Ramadan. But they are also concerned, and they feel that the regime is determined to use more violence. Today, there is high tension here in Damascus, especially in the area of Midan, where people are used to protest almost every Friday in big numbers. And they are getting ready to go out today, as they did last night after the evening prayers. They took to the streets in support of Hama. What I hear from protesters is that there is heavy security presence, and there is a greater fear of violence. Still, it's not stealing away protesters and taking them out of the street, but rather pushing them more to the streets.
So it sounds like the government attacks are galvanizing the protesters versus intimidating them, but do they have any kind of weaponry that can match what the government is using against them?
Well, no, that's the issue that the protesters have always insisted on. They always say that their protest is peaceful, and they're going out with bare chests to face the bullets of the regime. Of course, the regime deny this, and they always claim that the ones who are committing the violence are armed gangs and blaming the violence on them. But this is definitely what the protesters deny and say and prove by images and by their own stories, that it was the security who was launching violence, and they are going out peacefully without any weapons.
That's the BBC's Lina Sinjab in Damascus, Syria.